Vayter in Chasmarin Daf Zayin, picking up on Vavna Beis at the bottom of the page, three lines up from the bottom, finishing up an idea that we spoke about. Then we're going to move on to more ideas that happened in Nisan. E boy lahu, three lines up from the bottom. Bechor memesaymon and lo shana. When did we go and start counting a shana? Because we spoke about earlier, we got into the idea that the coin is to go ahead and have it within a year. So when does it start? That when do we start to count? Abay amar mishash shanol from the time that it is born. Ravacha bar Yaakov amar, he comes and he says, Mishash nira lahartzah, from the time that it's nira lahartzah, which means it can actually be brought as a carbon. We know that's only, as we mentioned yesterday, 8 days old. Only from then it starts. V'lo pligi d'akshan arguing. Ha b'tam, Ravacha bar Yaakov was talking about a tam, which is the type of animal which you could actually go bring as a carbon. Rashi says, the koi lahartzah, mishanir lahartzah, from the time that actually is fit to be brought. In such a case, it's got to be from 8 days old. Beep, turn the page, Simon Alf. Ha, Balmum. The other one is talking about, Abai was talking about a Balmum, and therefore, since it can't be eaten altogether, let me say that very different. Since it can be eaten, because it can't be brought as a mum, as a carbon, therefore, it starts from right now, because that's the time when it's allowed, it can be done. Rashi comes along, top right corner, says, Shenolad b'mumo, v'omid lishachet b'chutz miyom shenoladu, roy lekach monim lo mishenolad. Put the wrong emphasis, the wrong syllable. Again, Rashi says, Shenolad b'mumo, v'omid lishachet b'chutz. Right, so able to go ahead and be shochet b'chutz from the time that it is born, and therefore it's roy lekach monim lo mishenolad from the time that it's born. What are you talking about? Can you have a balmum? You allowed to go and let it eat a balmum? The question here means, are you allowed to eat it on the day that it's actually born? Maybe it's a nefil have of ain shchita mitaraso. Ach yisha shmoniyamim deshuv nafakle mechal nefil. Maybe this is going to miscarry, it's going to die. And the only way to know that is you got to leave it for 8 days to get to such a level to know for sure. Rashi says, the Tanyam Shagumli Alomer, Kosheshah Shloshim Yom, Ba'adam Eno Nefil, Bebehema Shmoniyamim. A nefil of an animal is up to 8 days. So therefore, I could say you could eat it that day. Says, come on, no, we're talking about a case. Tekimle Bey Shakalu Lo Chadashav. It's an animal that was born from a full-term pregnancy. It was completely and totally full-term, and therefore, in such a case, we know that it's probably going to live. It makes sense that it's going to, therefore, you could have it immediately. Okay, now we get to more days with the Nisan. Tana Rabbanan, Be'echad b'Nisan, on the first day of Nisan, Rosh Hashanah l'chadashim, Rosh Hashanah l'chadashim. And which means for the months of the year, we count from Nisan. Uli Iburim, also for Iburim. That means we're going to go ahead and we're going to be Ma'amr the Shana. Rashi says, Kasakataitech Leishiv Beizdin, La'ayinim Hashana Abba, Tzvich Letzabert. When they sit to go check when you're going to be Ma'amr the Shana, the verse is going to talk about that. Uluchumas Shkalim, and also to give Shkalim. We know that we go ahead and they give Shkalim, the Machsa Shekel, which is given also on the first of Nisan. Ve'yishom, some say, Af Leschirus Batim, also to going ahead and renting houses. Rashi says, means, Hamasker Beis Lechaver, someone rents out a house to his friend. Va'omer Lashanazu for this year, Kolsa Shinasa Be'echa Benisan, Va'filo Lo Darbo Elechodesh Echad. Even if it's, let's say, the month of Adar, which is right before Nisan, and the guy says, I'll be here for this year, so it's only for 1 month. That's when it ends. Okay, now we break it down. L'chadashimina lan. How do we know that Nisan is the new year for the months? The chsev, as the pasuk says, the heilige Torah says, Hachodesh is lechem rosh chadashim rishanu lechem lechotzei hashana. It's rosh chadashim for hashana. Oh, so what do we see? As we're about to finish off, let's keep going. Darbel called us Yisrael Lemor. Basar Lechodesh says, speak to all the Jewish people, saying in the 10th of this month, Fikulem Ish Seh Lebeis Avos Seh Lebeis. Whichever goes in, should take a set for their bias, a lamb. V'hoye Lechem Lemishmer Sarabar Seyom, and should keep it until the 14th day. Lechodesh is then this month. V'shachdo Seh, then go and shecht it. V'ksev, and then it says, Shamor Es Chodesh Aviv. Well, hold off till I explain this. So we see so far, we're talking about what this is talking about. The Klai Yisrael, the Mitzrayim, we're talking about this is in Nisan. And therefore, we go and we see this is talking about the Korban Pesach, what's going to happen over here. And we know that happened in Nisan. Why? Uksiv. The Pasuk says, Shamar is Chodesh Aviv. You should guard the month of Aviv. What does Aviv mean over here? Aviv means the month when things ripen. Ezu Chodesh Yishpo Aviv. When month do you have when something starts to ripen? Haviyom is in Nisan. That is the month of Nisan. Vekari Lirishon. And it calls it Rishon Lechodesh. Therefore, we can see that Nisan is the beginning. In fact, the Gemara Vema Iyar. How do you know? Maybe it's talking about Iyar. Because stuff also goes and ripens the month after, which is Niyar. It's going on, no, Ba'ina Aviv Veleka. You need to have that it ripens and you don't have such a thing. that it's the beginning of when it's ripening. Ve'ema Adar. So why don't you say the month before? Because some stuff actually goes ahead and ripens earlier. Rashi says, the Ikazara Chorfa, Hamizbaker Me'adar. You have the sharp stuff that comes earlier. The Gemara, Be'ino Rov Aviv Lekir. You have to have a majority of the stuff that's becoming ripe, and you don't. Rashi says, she roved for us, Mizbaker's bow. And you don't have that in that month. In fact, the Gemara, Midi Rov Aviv Ksiv. Does the Pasuk say Rov Aviv? It just says Aviv. So how do you know? Maybe it means Adar. So not a good raya. Elmer Rav Chisa comes in, he says, Mehacha from the following. It should be on the 15th day of the month of the seventh month when you're gathering your tefuos haaretz. Now, when you're gathering your grains from the land, what month do you have asif where you gather in? Aviomer is a Tishrei. That's Tishrei, then count backwards, and you're going to get 7 months earlier, is Nisan. Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tab of Elul Tishrei. It's the seventh month from Nisan. So if you say it's Nisan, Makar Lake Shvi, and it calls it the seventh, therefore it must be the first month is Nisan. I, Ve'imim Archezvan, who says it's actually Nisan, maybe it's actually Chezvan. Maybe the seventh month is actually not Tishrei, what we just said, but maybe it's the month after, which is Cheshvan. If you count backwards, Jomai Shvi, it means Shvi El-Ir, it's the seventh from Iyar. And then Iyar is also, is going to be the Rosh Hashanah. It says, no, but you know, Asif Alek, you need to have the gathering where it's the beginning of the gathering, where they start. And you don't have that. Says the Gemara of Eima Elul. Now, why is it, why do you not have that in the other month? Because in Cheshvan, when you get the Cheshvan already, which, you know, we're holding it now, that's when the raising season starts. So people start, they do it in Tishrei. So for Kevim El, maybe it's a month before. Umay Shvi means Shvi La'adar. Merely Adar is Rosh Hashanah. No, because, but, you know, Rov Asif, like, you have where we gather the majority of stuff, we don't have that. Frankly, Mar, again, Midi Rov Asif, Ksiv, it's the majority of the stuff you gather? No. So who says? El Amar Ravina, Ravina comes and says, Dover Semi Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu Lomadim, we tried two attempts so far from the Torah, didn't work out. Rather, when we learned Midivri Kabbalah Lomadim, we learned this actually from Divrei Kabbalah, meaning from the Nevi'im. As the Pasuk says, Bayom HaShvi'i, this is in Zechariah. Bayom, why do you say Bayom HaShvi'i? Bayom Esrim V'arba L'Ashter Esar Chodesh Hu Chodesh Shvat, on the 24th day of the 11th month, which is the month of Shvat. Now, if you just think for a second, Shvat and Adar, next one is Nisan, if you go back 11 months, you end up coming to Nisan. Rabbi Barula Amariach, he says, no, we learn it from the following. Esther, Esam Ela Melech Achashverosh, and Esther took the Melech Achashverosh, El Beis Malchuso, Bachodesh Asiri, on the 10th month, through Chodesh Teves. Oh, if you go backwards from Teves, you end the first month, is going to be Nisan. Avkana Amariach, he says, from the following. Barba Lachodesh Achi, Bekislev. On the 4th, meaning the 4th day of the 9th month in Kislev. Go back from Kislev 9 months, what do you end up with? Nisan. Avachabiakov, oh, the third month, months of Sivan, must be 3 months before that was Nisan. From the following, Hippil Pur, Hua Gorel, Lefne Haman, Boo, Miyom, Liyom, Mechodesh, Chodesh, Shnei Masar, Hu Chodesh Adar. So we see when Haman went Boo and he did the Purim, the Pur, the lottery, ended up to be the 12th month, which is Adar, which means that the first one is Nisan. You boys say another Timihacha from the following, Bechodesh Arishon, Hu Chodesh Nisan. Well, that's pretty straightforward, right? Pasuk says straight out in the first month, which is the month of Nisan. So we have all different answers to how we know from the Nevi'im that it's actually Nisan. In fact, the Gemara, though, V'kulu my time alo amri mahai. Why didn't everybody say it like this last one? As Pasuk says explicitly, V'chodesh Rishon, V'chodesh Nisan. First month is the month of Nisan. Says Gemara, no. Doma my Rishon, what does it mean? When it says Rishon, it means Rishon l'milsei. It means the beginning of his dealings with something. Rashi says, Lamaisa Haman, boo, because that's what it's talking about over there. And therefore, you don't have a riot that's talking about the first of the month. It's just the first of him actually acting out on what he's doing. That's what it was. Vitana Didan, why doesn't he mention this idea of saying that Nisan is the new year when we go and we count the months? Vitana Didan, because Bishanim Kamari, it was talking about years, but Chadashim Lakamari wasn't talking about months. So it's talking about the year of the counting of the years of the king and whatnot. Now, the next thing Mishnah said is that, sorry, the Bryce has said, is Iburin, is that Nisan, the first of Nisan is the Rosh Hashanah for Iburin, and to go out to make sure whether to see whether you're going to have a a leap year. We're going to add an extra month, the month of Adar. So says the Gemara, Libur and Minisan Maninan. What do you think that we're actually able to do this in the month of Nisan? But time was in a brisa. Ain ma'abrin Shoshana if there was Shoshana. You're not allowed to do it before Shoshana, right? Which means that Nisan, no, you're not allowed to do it till Tishrei, the earliest of Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tamas, of Elul. Tishrei is the first time you actually had to do such a thing. Vim Rebura, and Wabaris, if you actually did make it a leap year before Shoshana came, then it doesn't even work. Aval, Mepnei Tchak, if you're in a case of Tchak, where you actually absolutely have to go out and do it right now, Rashi says that we're worried that maybe the Goyim are not going to allow Beis Din to sit together, or they have to... Oh, Shitzarach HaNasi, L'chatzer HaMelech, and not being able to have Nasi there. Ema Abren Elam King, Yirsa Nasi, Kedarim Besan Hedjad, Rashi says. So then, what do we do? Then, Ma'abren HaSa'achar Rosh Hashanah Miyad, we do it immediately after Rosh Hashanah. But you certainly can't do it in Nisan, so what are you talking about? Fa'afal Pikein, Ema Abren Elah Adar. And not only that, even if we go ahead and we do it right after, in Tishrei, the only month that we're actually going to be Ma'abar is the month of Adar. You got to set it up that there's a second Adar. So straight up, we see it can't be Nisan. In fact, the Gemara, you misunderstood. I'm Rav Nachman, my Iburin. What does it mean when it says Rosh Hashanah for Iburin? It means Havsakas Iburin. It means it's the final countdown. You could do it until then. Meaning to say, once you already started Nisan, don't think you're going to backtrack. The last month, remember, is Adar, and the month after Adar is Nisan. So once Nisan starts, don't think you could say, oh, you know what, let's make it a leap year that this month of Nisan is actually Adar, and we're good to go, and then we make it Adar Sheni. That you can't do. The Tanan, as you looked in the Mishnah, Heine Yidu Shema Arvim Hashanah Kol Adar, they testified, as well as she says, they, he's talking about Yeshua and Rapha Pius. Papayas, Shemarben is Shoshana Kol Adar. Rashi says in Ro Bezin LaAchar Purim Shoshana Tzrich LeSaber. Marben himself, they see that Bezin sees you have to be Mesaber. The Bezin is allowed to go and do such a thing. Why were they made? Shall you only met Purim because there were those who argued and they said you can only do till Purim. Why? Rashi says Alfisha Hayu Chamim Omrim Emarben Melin Kim Nisyashvu Bedavar Lifnei Purim. Unless they worked out before Purim. Lakachus Kugulei Dzu. Therefore, you need to say this to say. Even after Purim, you could do it. My time, demand the Amr at a Purim. Why are those that they were Machmir that said, Notaka, the Chum said, or Rabbanim say, you can only do it till Purim, is because Kevin the Amr Mar, Sholem Hilchos Pesach, Kodom Pesach, Shoshim Yom. They start learning Hilchos Pesach 30 days before Pesach, which is on Purim. Now, what ends up happening is, also Lezuzul Mechametz, the people that live very far away and don't really get the message from Beis Din so quickly, they're going to end up getting a message and they're not going to listen to the message. They're going to say, listen, we know that we started learning about Pesach right now on Purim, right, because the month after, and now you're coming afterwards, you're telling us it's even later, we don't believe such a thing, and therefore we're worried that people are going to end up doing that, they're going to end up doing Mechametz on Pesach, because really, they're going to take Pesach in a month early. The Gemara of Idach, what about the Tanakama? What does he say back? Why am I worried about that? He says, no, I made the idea, the Shatam Ha'arbita, B'chushban Atali Milsa. Everybody knows how to go make a leap year. It's the whole Cheshbon has to be done in order to do it. Vesavri, everyone will say, the faraway lands will say, oh, you know why they're doing, they're coming to us even though we started learning about Pesach. Vesavri, Cheshbon Ahuda lo Salik Lehuda Rabbanan Adayidna. The only reason why they're coming now so late is because they were doing a Cheshbon. It takes time to do the Cheshbon, and that's why you're allowed to be Ma'abra, but it's until Nisan. Vitana Didan, what about our Tana, our Mishnah? Why doesn't he mention this idea about Nisan is a new year for, that's the cutoff date? Answer is because Bahaschala Kamari, our Mishnah is talking about things that start then, not when they end. Havsaka lo kamayin, this was a havsaka, not a starting. Okay, the next part of Bryce says it's also Latruma Shkalim, to give Shkalim. You know, every year to give from the Machza Shekel, and that is done in Nisan. Minal, in fact, how do you know it's Nisan? I'm Rabbi Yoshia, I'm Amar Krak, because the Pasuk says, Zos Olas Chodesh Bechodsho Lechodshe Hashana. Got a lot of Chodesh thing going on over there. This is the Ola of the new moon. Bechodsho, when it becomes new, Lechodshe Hashana, for the new of the year. Amar Torah. Torah says, Chadesh v'havi karban mitruma chadasha. Make new and bring a karban from a truma chadasha, from a new giving, a new type of truma that they give, a new type of separating. V'gamri shana shana midisan, and we learn gzeir shava, it says shana here, it says shana by somewhere else, and we know that's like nisan, like we just saw before. Rishon hu lechol chodshe shana, and therefore it says over there, chol chodshe shana, it's like nisan's here too, it's nisan as well. In fact, the Gemara of v'lignar shana shana mitishrei, we know there's another pasuk, it says shana by tishrei, d'chsev, mirishas hashana, and therefore why don't we learn shana shana from maybe tishrei? No, done in Shana Sheshima Chadashim, Mishana Sheshima Chadashim. It has the word Chodesh by here and by Chodesh by Nisan. If ain't done in Shana Sheshima Chadashim, Mishana Sheshima Chadashim. And by the other one, which is Tishrei, it doesn't have the word Chodesh in it there, so therefore, let's compare it to something that has two things and not just one. Amar Vidomer Shmuel. Carbon of Sibar, Boyin Bechad, being the son of a carbon Sibar that's brought on the first of Nisan. Mitzvah Havi Minachadish, a mitzvah to give from the new money that was designated this year in Nisan. Vimevi Mina Yashan Yasin. If you give from the old money from the previous year, your Yatsa, Ella, Shechisa Mitzvah, you're lacking a mitzvah. Ideally to do with the new stuff. Tanya Meachi, a Bryce supports this. Carbon of Sibar. Habayin be'echem Nisan, the carbon seal of Nisan, mitzvah lahavi min achadish, you bring from the new money that was set aside, vim hevi min az yashan, yatsa, if you brought from the old, then you're good, el shechisa mitzvah, you're lacking a mitzvah. V'yachin, if you have an individual, she'estadiv shalo, he goes and gives from his own cash, his own private stuff, kisherim, that's going to be kasher, bilvad means he's going, he's giving it to the Beis HaMikdash, it's kasher, bilvad shim shul tzibor, as long as he gives it over to the tzibor, that it can be used for the tzibor. In fact, the Gemara Pshita, obviously, like a person goes ahead and they give it over, then why wouldn't it be good? Says Gemara, Ma'u the Tema, maybe you would think, Shema, beep, turned up, hey, Zainam Abayz, Lo Yimser and Letziba, Yafa Yafa, he's not really giving it over in the proper way. Rashi says, believe Shalim, he doesn't really want to give it over. Kamash Malan comes to tell us, not like that, that he goes ahead and you give it, we're not worried that he's not giving it over with a full heart. Vitana didan in artana. Why didn't he go and bring this also as one of the cases? Says the Gemara, because kevin de gatani im hevi yatsa, that you should bring it as from the new shtickle, but if you bring it from the old one, you're still going to be good. Therefore, lo psikale, you can't say straight up that this is the day and that it's going to be that the first of Nisan is a new year for Shkalim, because then it's going to make it sound that what? That it's no good with the old ones. And really, it's not true. It is good with the old ones. Therefore, they don't say it like that. All right, now we get the last part of that. V'yeshomim, some say, aflis chiris bantam, even to rent houses. Tanu Rabbanan, let's explain. It says as follows. Tanu Rabbanan, a masker buys a chaver l'shana. Let's say a person goes ahead and he rents out his house to somebody for a year. So he rents it for a year. Then mona shtemaser chodesh miyom liyom. You count 12 months from day to day that he rented. V'yamamar l'shana zu. But if the guy says, for this year, then you don't just mean year, you mean this year. And I feel lo amar ela be'echa be'adar, even if he just came in the first day of Adar, which is the last month, kevin shi'agia yom echa b'nisan, once it gets to the first day of Nisan, then, my friend, also l'shana, it is over. You just finished a full year. You finished the end of that year. V'afilu madama yom echa b'shana chashuv shana. Now, we see over here, it's 30 days. Why don't we say the last day of Adar? And if you feel madama yom echa b'shana chashuv shana, even according to one who says that one day of the year is considered a year, you should remember that we learned that from way back, as you see, Mr. Shastaf Beis, I'm at Beis, talking about when the king takes his rulership, and even if it's the last day of Adar, the first day of Nisan is considered like it's now the second year of his reign. Even according to that Mandamar, Shani Hacha, even here he would agree that it's going to be at least 30 days. Here is different. Why is it different? The Lotar Chinesh, the Megar Besa, the Batsir Matosan Yom, a person can go ahead and start renting a place for less than 30 days. No one does such a thing, and therefore that's what it has to be. That amount of time. Rashi says, "Ela echa be'adar drop before." Avav v'batzim hachi lo aminin also lo shana v'dar b'shana shlema. Dalek lememar da daiti da he shaita igra lo tarchinish lemega. Like it says, a person wouldn't do it less than 30 months. V'ema tishrei. Rashi says, "Why are you saying that this is going when it comes to schiris batim that it's going from Nisan? Why don't we say it's tishrei?" Meaning, says Rashi, Im lo amad ela be'echad be'elul, kivin shegia tishrei also l'shana. What I'm saying, the month before elul and temple to tishrei. Maybe that's what it means. Don't forget, why we're not randomly saying a month. The tishrei was one of the Rosh Hashanahs, so maybe this would also apply to that. Says we're no, stam ki aga inish besa, l'kuli masa g'shamim eger. If a person rented a house around that period of time by tishrei, then they would be doing it l'kulei matzag shamim. They'd be doing it for the entire season, which we know leads up all the way until Nisan. Tishrei, Chezron, Kislev, Teve, Shvat, Adar. And therefore, no one would think that goes just for a month. And therefore, the only time it would be that would be only for a month, like we're saying over there, is going to be if it's Adar going to Nisan. Okay, so why does the Nar Tana bring that? And also, you're saying this is Yeshomim. Why doesn't the Tana Kama of the Braisa mention this example? The Tana Kama of the Braisa, the Tana Didan, why don't they mention it? Why? Because Nisan Nami Mishkashik Tirei is also going to be, Rashi says, avim kitrei avim miskash miskashin ugeshamim yordim mahavi kimasa geshamim. Says during the month of Nisan, also there's still clouds that are there, and there's still rain that's over there, and there are people maybe don't have a mind they're going to be finished by Nisan. They would consider finished only by the end of, I'm sorry, by Nisan only by the end of Nisan, and therefore they don't include that as one of the examples. Well, that was a doozy and a mouthful, going all the way back to Daf Beis, our first Mishnah, and now we finally get to the next part of the Mishnah. Be'echad be'elul, Rosh Hashanah l'maiser behema. The first of Elul, that's Rosh Hashanah for Maiser behema, when we know that all the animals that are born now, from the first of Elul until the next first of Elul, you have to think of 10% of them, and you have to, you basically, what you do is you take a little area, and you pass them through, and you count them, and you mark the 10th one, we say with this red marking, and you say, that's going to be Meiser. Mani. Who does that go like? Says, Rabbi Meir, he. This is Rabbi Meir. The Tanaz, we're going to the Mishnah. Rabbi Meir, Omer, Be'echad Be'el, Rosh Hashanah, L'Meiser Behema. Pretty straightforward. V'lor Galim, Mani. Who is it that, the when it says in our Mishnah, that that Nisan is Rosh Hashanah for Regalim? Who is that going like? That's the Rebbe Shimon that we had mentioned. Rashi says the Halibe, because according to him, Ukimna de Islai Kisidram Labata Acher. In order to be over Balta Acher, he has to go Kiseder starting from Pesach. So Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. So that is Rebbe Shimon. So we see that Rebbe Meir, and then we see Rebbe Shimon. Ema Seifa, what about the next part of the Mishnah? It says Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimon Omrim, Be'echad B'Tishrei. As we see straight up that it's Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, Omrim, Be'echad B'Tishrei, that when we talk about the Maaser Behema, that it's going to be on the first of Tishrei. Now, frek the Gemara, Reisha of a Sefer B'Shimon, are you saying that the Reisha that we said before is going, the real Golem is going according to Rabbi Shimon, and the Sefer is going to Rabbi Shimon, which is also Rabbi Meir? Are you saying that the middle part is Rabbi Meir? As we started by saying over here, Mani is Rabbi Meir, when you're talking about Echad Be'el, Rosh Hashanah L'Meiser Behema. So what's going on over here? It doesn't make sense. We don't like to do that, where the Reisha is one person and the Sefer is the same person. The middle one is somebody else. Rabbi Yosef says, no, Taka Rebbe here. Really, the entire Mishnah is Rebbe. Says Rashi, Hu Amra L'masnisin, V'nosav Milsei Chada Kichatana V'chada Kichatana. And he basically went according to different Tanoim, the way that he saw it should be. V'nosav La Libida Tanoi. And he goes ahead and he brings it out according to different Tanoim. Biragalim Savar Lak Rebbe Shimon. When it comes to Regalim, he had like Rebbe Shimon that he took a hold of the concept that it's got to be Kisidron. When it came to Maaser Behema, he holds like Rabbi Meir. Horda, frek the Gemara. If that's what you want to say, that everyone's going according to Rabbi here. Then Arba, why does it say that there's four Rosh Hashanah? Chamisha Havu. It's going to end up being now that there's actually five Rosh Hashanahs. Why five? Rashi spells it out. You're going to have the first of Nisan. Here, I'll read you the Rashi itself. It says, Ihachi, the Chad Gavra Amar Lemis Nisan. You broke it up according to different Tanaim. Then Chamisha Rosh Hashanah. There's actually five Rosh Hashanah. Echad ben Nisan, first day of Nisan. Tesvav ben Nisan, that's according to Rabbi Shimon, is Tesvav ben Nisan, is actually when it was the Rosh Chodesh for Regalim, right? The Echad is for Shem, you could do this, I know. I mean, Shem, for sure you can, me. Echad is for Malachim, and then 15th is for Regalim, right? To go in, to be doing order for Bata Acher. And then the Echad be'elo, one El of Echad be'tishrei, be'tu b'shvat, and tu b'shvat. So it ends up being that there's actually five. And he goes to explain more. Ha'nicha yumukmas le'la l'reisha k'rabi Shimon. If you want to say the reisha is like Rabbi Shimon, right? And then have the whole shilov, but then reisha and reisha and sefer are the same and mitzvusa is different, fine. But still shaper. You know why? Because the le'tu arbaninu. There's only four. The less lay ach Echad be'elo. He doesn't hold of the one that was in elo. As it says, the one that says a Maaser Behema is an Echad Be'el, he says, no, that's in Tishrei, and Tishrei we already have dealt with, and therefore you wouldn't have a problem over there. The less the Echad Be'el, Ela Ichad Tana, I mean, Kasha, if you can see it's only one Tana said it, then we have a Kasha, it ends up being that there's five. Amar Rava comes in and explains, Arba L'Divrei HaKol. There are four that go according to everyone. Meaning, Rebbe himself, Taka, he'll say that there's going to be five. But he's saying over here that at least is going to be a common that everyone's going to say that there's four. Says Rashi, the Olam Rebbe he, V'hochi kamer, Ana chamisha sverli, Umiyu akol modem li barba, everyone's agrees that at least four. The Rebbe Meir arba, according to Rebbe Meir, there's going to be four. Why? Because Dal Regalim, he takes up the shtickel of Regalim. He doesn't agree with the Shimon that it's Pesach Shavuos and Sukkos that has to be Pesach Shavuos and Sukkos in order to be over Baal Ta'achar. He says even one is going to be over Baal Ta'achar, right? And he says that Echad, that an Elul, the first of Elul, is going to be Ma'aser Behema. Rabbi Shimon, Arba, there's four because Dal Ma'aser Behema. He says take out the one of Ma'aser Behema because that's already in Tishrei. The point is at the end of the day, everyone's going to realize at least four. Rav Nachum, Yitzchak, he says different. He says Arba Chadoshim Ubahen Kama Rosh Hashanim. When it says four, it means that there's 4 months, but there's many different Rosh Hashanahs that fall out during those 4 months. But when it means to say that there's four, it means that there's 4 months. Meisvei Frek the Gemara Shisha Asar B'Nisan Rosh Chodesh for Omer. The 16th of Nisan is Rosh Chodesh for Omer. We don't have to begin the Karban Omer, and then all of a sudden you can have the Chadash becomes Yashan, and now you can eat it. Right? We know, just a review for those who don't remember this idea or didn't learn it. The 16th of Nisan is when you bring the Karban Omer. We have something called the Sefiras Omer, right? And that's on the 16th, the second day of Pesach. Until you do that, any crop that grew over the past year from the previous 16th of Nisan is not allowed to be eaten. It's called Chadash. But then once it's carbon brought, then Chadash is allowed to be eaten and it becomes Yashin. So now we know it's called Chadash, new, and Yashin means old. It becomes old after the 16th. So Shisha B'Sivan Nisan, Rosh Hashanah L'Omer. And Shisha B'Sivan, Rosh Hashanah L'Shtei Alechem. And the 6th of Sivan is the new year for Shtei Alechem. Shtei Alechem is a carbon that's brought on Shavuos, and even though it can be said that we have something called Chadash, and it can't become Yashan and not to be eaten until you go and bring the carbon Omer, but until you bring the Shtei Alechem, it's not going to be used for the Mincha, which is a type of carbon, a carbon Mincha. And therefore, it becomes what? The Rosh Hashanah Shtei Alechem. L'Rava, Lisni Shisha, according to Rava, who just spoke up over here, sorry, to Ravak, who said, oh yeah, it's 4 Rosh Hashanahs for everyone. According to him, Larava listening, Shisha should say that there's 6 Rosh Hashanah. Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak, who spoke up and said that it's 4 months, then he should say that it's 5 because of a new month that we just threw in, the month of Sivan. Rav Papa says, no, Kika Choshev Midi Dechayel Meorta. The Mishnah is talking about something that starts at night, which means only once it's when the nighttime, then everything is good to go. But midi delochaim out delochachashiv, he doesn't include things that didn't start at night. The carbon omer and the carbon shtei alechem, these things can only be brought during the daytime, and therefore it doesn't count, and that's why he's back to 4. In fact, gemara of ahiri regalim, what do you mean? Well, the things at night for regalim delochaim yarta, regalim they don't start at night. The kachashiv and still they're still considered part of the count. Now, what do we mean when we say the regalim don't start at night? Of course they do, but we're talking about over here in terms of Baal Ta'acher, and when you bring the carbon can only be brought during the day, so therefore it only ends up that the Isser is coming into effect during the daytime and not at night, yet still it's considered part of the count. It's just the Gemara. Take out these words over here. The Agos HaBach removes Kevin Chitarich, but La'asuye, in terms of bringing it, Me'ikar Mechai V'Kai, he had to bring it over well before. This is just like the cutoff date that now is going to be over the Isser of Baal Ta'acher. But don't say that it could be about before, and therefore it is even started beforehand, even when it starts at nighttime. I've already Yovlo, so about Yovel, to Luchayim Artov, a Kachashiv. That doesn't start at night, and yet it's considered, we put it in our Mishnah. Rashi points out what this is talking about, that the Mishnah says in the first of Tishrei is when we start Yovel. However, it doesn't start until you blow the shofar, and that happens when? On the day of Yom Kippur, which is during the day, and yeah, but Kachashiv is not at night. Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher b'Yochum ben Broki, he says, no, it's going to Rabbi Shmuel ben Yochum ben Broki. Damer Rosh Hashanah Chal Yov, he says, no, it doesn't start from Yom Kippur. Rather, he argues, and we're going to see the Gemara tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem, that it actually starts on Yom Kippur. It says Rashi, ve'eno toloi b'tkia, hilkach ma'oritad Rosh Hashanah Chal, it's not toloi on tkia, and therefore it starts already in the nighttime of Rosh Hashanah. Rav Shisha b'Rav Idi, Yamai, Rav Shisha b'Rav Idi comes along and he says, Another answer is what's pshat that we don't go ahead and why we're not counting these two Rosh Hashanahs over here. Ki chashiv mididol tal b'maisa. What do we machshiv? Something that has nothing to do with any sort of maisa. It comes and it's done. Mididol tal b'maisa lo kachashiv. But it didn't mention them. You have to do some sort of maisa, i.e., to bring the carbon shtei alechem, or to bring the carbon of the omer. In fact, the Gemara, if I were Golem, he did the Talib of Maisa. Golem, we know, is something that's considered with Maisa, Vikachoshev. What are we talking about that has to do with Maisa? In other words, you're supposed to go and bring the carbon, and you didn't bring the carbon. In fact, the answer is the Gemara. What do you mean? Val ta'acher memelechoyel. It happens automatically. You don't have to do anything in order to be over the Yisr of Val ta'acher. It's actually just the opposite. You don't do anything, and it happens. Beep, turn the page. Ah, if I read Yovlo, so what about Yovel? You know, Yovel goes ahead when you do the shofar. So, what's going on? Why is that counted? We have to do a Maisa. We already said this before, but now we said it again. It goes according to him, which says it's Rosh Hashanah and it's Mamela. And now we have a third finale answer. Rav Ashi and Rav Ashi says, no, I'll tell you why it doesn't mention the Omer, it doesn't mention the Shei Alechem. Arba Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanim, Haim, Shehain, Ba'arba Rosh Chadashim. It only mentions ones that fall out taka on Rosh Chodesh itself, and this one is a sixth or on the 15th, a 16th, and therefore it's not counted. In fact, Gemara, Be'echa B'Shvat, K'Be'Shamai. Oh, that means you're paskiling like Be'Shamai. We know Beis Hillel says two B'Shvat, and they say the first is Shvat, so you're going on like corner to B'Shamai. So you know, Hachikam, this is what I'm going to say. Shlosha L'Divrei Kol. There are three of them that according to everyone. Echa b'shvat, that's machlokes b'shamay u'b'sel. That's machlokes b'shamay u'b'sel. But Shosha, it's on Rosh Chodesh, everyone agrees, and the rest, and another one is a machlokes. So the way Rashi spells that is taka, yes, it was at what? There's four Rosh Hashanahs, and they're all on the first of the, that are on the first of the month. And then he goes on afterwards to say, but you should know the last one is actually machlokes b'shamay and b'sel. Not that he's paskin like him. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.